With less than 1 month before the 2022 municipal elections, we've put together a voting guide for Burnaby residents with everything they should know ahead of advance voting and general voting day on October 15. Who are the candidates? There are candidates slated for council and school board positions in October. Mayor Mike Hurley has already won by acclamation as nobody challenged him in the mayor race. He will serve a second term. There will be at least two new councillors in Burnaby as Cown. Colleen Jordan and Cown. Dan Johnston announced they would not be seeking re-election this fall. Candidate Q&As will be added to this guide once they have been completed. In addition to voting for councillors and school trustees, voters will also be asked to vote on the dedication of land parks including Caribou and Brunette Conservation Lands, Stony Creek Park and Trail System, Deer Lake Park and Burnaby Lake Park System. Voter turnout in 2018 was 32%. City Council candidates, those with a asterisk beside their name, did not submit a Q&A to the NOW. Ken Arnold, Independent Ria Aurora, Burnaby Citizens Association Pietro Calandino, Incumbent, Burnaby Citizens Association Antara Deb, Burnaby Citizens Association Save Dhaliwal, Incumbent, Burnaby Citizens Association Ghulam Firdos, Independent Mona Grewal, 1 Burnaby Allison GU, Incumbent, Burnaby Citizens Association Mike Hillman, Incumbent, 1 Burnaby Joe Keithley, Incumbent, Burnaby Green Party Martin Kendall, Independent Richard T. Lee, 1 Burnaby Richard N. Liu, 1 Burnaby Carrie McLaren, Burnaby Green Party Mario Michelli, 1 Burnaby Jasmine Nichols Figueredo, Burnaby Green Party Michelangelo Robin Hood, Independent Asterisk Constantine Rockus, Independent Brea Huang Sammy, 1 Burnaby Maida Santiago, Burnaby Citizens Association Tara Shushtarian, Burnaby Green Party Deborah Scarry, Independent Tom Dow, Independent Daniel Tetro, Burnaby Citizens Association Scott Van Denham, Independent James Wong, Incumbent, Burnaby Citizens Association Heyman Yip, Independent Office of School Trustees Candidates Bill Brassington, Burnaby Citizens Association Peter Check, Burnaby Citizens Association Jeff Corson, Burnaby Green Party Rocky Dong, Independent Larry Hayes, Burnaby Citizens Association Paul Kwan, Independent Jen Meze, Burnaby Citizens Association Harinder Parmar, Burnaby Green Party Michelle Sasakamoose, Burnaby Citizens Association Kristen Schneider, Burnaby Citizens Association Spencer Sproul, Independent Gary Wong, Burnaby Citizens Association Where and When Can I Vote? Advance voting is scheduled for Saturday, October 1, Wednesday, October 5 and Saturday, October 8 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 6 voting locations. Confederation Seniors Center, The Amazing Brentwood Cameron Recreation Complex Metropolis at Metrotown Bonsor Recreation Complex Edmonds Community Center. General voting day is Saturday, October 15 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the following locations. Alpha Secondary School, Armstrong Elementary School, Bonsor Recreation Complex, The Amazing Brentwood, Burnaby Central Secondary School, Burnaby North Secondary School, Cameron Recreation Complex, Capitol Hill Elementary School, Cascade Heights Elementary School, Chaffee Burke Elementary School, Clinton Elementary School, Confederation Seniors Center, Edmonds Community Center, Forest Grove Elementary School, Gilmore Avenue Community School, Kitchener Elementary School, Lakeview Elementary School, Lockdale Community School, Marlborough Elementary School, Metropolis at Metrotown, Morley Elementary School, Mosscrop Secondary School, Nelson Elementary School, Seaforth Elementary School, 2nd Street Community School, South Slope Elementary School, Sperling Elementary School, Stony Creek Community School, Taylor Park Elementary School, University Highlands Elementary School, Westridge Elementary School, Windsor Elementary School. Curbside voting is also available at all polling stations for those that have difficulty entering a voting location. Residents will need to bring someone who can advise the presiding election official that they need assistance or call the Burnaby Election Office at 604-294-7088 and arrange assistance. Workers will come to your vehicle and complete the steps necessary for voting. Mail-in ballots. For the first time in Burnaby's electoral history, voters will have an opportunity to vote by mail should they choose. There are three ways to receive an application package. Apply online or fill out a paper application. Contact the Burnaby Election Office and ask that an application be mailed to you. This must be done before noon on October 6 to ensure you receive a mail ballot. Pick up an application package at the Christine Sinclair Community Center, Burnaby City Hall. any Burnaby Public Library or the W.A.C. Bennett Library at SFU mail ballot packages will be ready for pickup or sent by mail as of 8:30 a.m. on September 24. The city says the last day a mail ballot package will be mailed out is October 6 to ensure time for delivery before the completed mail ballot must be returned. Completed mail ballots must be returned to the election office by 8 p.m. on October 15. Postmarks will not be accepted and any ballots arriving after 8 p.m. on general voting day will not be counted. What is the eligibility for voting? To be a resident elector, the following criteria have to be met at the time of voting. 18 years or older on or before general voting day, Canadian citizen resident of British Columbia for at least 6 months immediately before the day of registration, a resident of the city of Burnaby in accordance with applicable legislation, not disqualified under the Local Government Act or any enactment from voting in an election or otherwise disqualified by law. If you are a registered voter, you will receive a voter card this month. For new or unregistered voters, or if you are updating personal information on your voter card, need to bring two pieces of acceptable ID that provide evidence of your identity and place of residence. One must contain the voter's signature. What ID is accepted? The City of Burnaby says the following pieces of ID are acceptable when registering in person or updating personal information. BC Care Card, BC Identification Card issued by ICBC, BC Services Card, BC Driver's License, Birth Certificate, Burnaby Public Library Card, Canadian Passport or Citizenship Card, Certificate of Indian Status, Debit or Credit Card, Income Tax Assessment, Métis Certificate, Status Monthly Report, Request for Continued Income Assistance, Nexus Border Card, Owner's Certificate of Insurance and Vehicle License issued by ICBC, Property Tax Notice from the City of Burnaby, Social Insurance Card, Statutory Declaration, Sworn Affidavit from a Notary Public, Lawyer or Commissioner for Taking Affidavits, Student Card, Utility Bill, Electricity, Water, Phone, Natural Gas or Cable.